Outside the Camp Where Jesus Is. Dr. Eldon Daniel, author. Dr. Eldon Daniel, narrator. Table of Contents. Preface. Chapter 1. Outside or Inside? Insider or Outsider? Chapter 2. Examples. Chapter 3. The Church. Chapter 4. Outside Organizations. Chapter 5. Moving Requires Leaving. Chapter 6. Getting Personal. Chapter 7. Seeking Jesus. References. Acknowledgements. About the author. Preface. I have been intrigued for many years about the concept of going without the camp where Jesus is. I know I want to be where Jesus is, so I venture into both an exploration what constitutes a camp and the reason behind going without the camp. As you listen, you may wonder why I spend so much time on the concept of camp. The main reason is the concept of camp has so many applications. You may also wonder when I am going to get to the point of going without the camp. My logic is to explore a well-examined concept of camp, which will make a framework for a deeper understanding of going without the camp. Actually, you will discover that this book is about camps and leavings. There are macro camps and macro leavings, and micro camps and micro leavings, big camps and little camps, big leavings and little leavings. You see, it's simply you cannot go without the camp, without leaving a camp, because camps have borders. There is a point in which you are still in the camp and a point where you are no longer in the camp. Also, you cannot leave without moving. Leaving involves movement. Move from blank to blank. The first four chapters elaborate on the concept of camps. This is important background information for personal application for the Jesus follower that comes in the last three chapters. The overall experience of the seven chapters is the creating of a setting for understanding a closer relationship with Jesus. This is something every Jesus follower wants. I am writing as a senior citizen, and what I am writing is influenced by personal experience from the blessing of the way the Lord has brought me. It is a compilation of my reading and studying of the scriptures, insights from Christian authors, sermons, and conversation with other believers. You will find that the first four chapters set the stage for the deeper personal application in chapter 5. Some writers very effectively insert phrases from scripture to support their narrative. I have done this a few times. Other writers will list references in parentheses to support their narrative, assuming the diligent listener will pause and look up the references. I've chosen to quote the entire scripture references. My reasoning has been based upon the truth that the Holy Spirit indwelling the listener will apply the Word of God in the personal life of the listener in an appropriate manner that only the Holy Spirit knows. Every believer is on a personal, individual journey in which the Holy Spirit is renewing their mind and transforming them into the image of Christ. You may wonder why so many scriptural references, including at times rather lengthy passages. The truth that impacts and changes lives is found in the Word of God. My comments may or may not be helpful, but the scriptures will be helpful for sure. Since many times I have grouped several scriptural references around a specific topic, the message from the scripture somehow seems clearer. My personal experience has been, and this may be true for you as well, is some
sample complete. Ready to continue?